Merrier than Christmas morning with a biscuit in your hand, was how Dottie had described Happy Trails Campground's booth for this year's Winter Festival. Boy, was she right. I stood and took a moment to drink in the sights of the Winter Festival in full swing. Dottie's description had nailed the feeling. It was an event filled with joy, wonder, and the spirit of the season. I sucked in a deep breath, and my stomach gurgled as the warm scent of freshly baked biscuits wafted over from the normal diner on the wintry day's light breeze. Everywhere I looked, twinkly fairy lights adorned booths, trees, and lampposts throughout the park, casting a soft, ethereal glow on the proceedings. The delicate luminescence made the light snowflakes descending from the heavens shimmer like millions of diamonds against the night sky. The snow gathered in gentle drifts, painting the town in shades of silver and white. It added a touch of magic, muffling the festival sound slightly and making everything seem just a tad softer, a tad more otherworldly. At the far end of the park, the amphitheater was slowly filling up, its stone seats covered with blankets and eager spectators. They were all bundled up in colorful scarves and mittens, their breath misting in the cold air, waiting in anticipation for the evening's performances. But the big show tonight was the annual tree lighting. The towering Christmas tree stood proudly in the center of the grassy median. It was unlit for now, but even in the gathering dusk, it was a sight to behold. The majestic fir was adorned with red and gold baubles, silver tinsel, and what looked like hundreds of handcrafted ornaments, each reflecting the heritage and traditions of Normal, Kentucky, and the Daniel Boone National Forest. Near the tree, a platform had been erected for Santa. It was so darn cute to see all the children lined up, eyes wide with a mix of nervousness and excitement, their tiny voices raised in awe or in whispered conversations with their parents. Their laughter and innocent chatter were heartwarming, and my feeling while witnessing it all was one I'd love to bottle up and have on hand. I still couldn't believe what a year we'd had, and it was about to come to a close after Christmas with the new year approaching.